You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's a big game hunt with big investment and a lot of jobs on the line. But at what price to taxpayers? Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is back with us. And Daniel, this week Wisconsin's governor signed the legislation that landed that monster project from Foxconn, promising a $10 billion investment and up to 13,000 jobs. But remind us what Wisconsin taxpayers are on the hook for.
Overall, it's about a $3 billion package. Of that, $2.85 billion in cash over 15 years that will be paid to help off to Foxconn to help offset some of their essentially, in layman's terms, startup costs associated with it.
And how is Foxconn's track record of keeping promises like, hey, we're, you know, $10 billion investment up to 13,000 jobs?
Ask the people in central Pennsylvania. They got promises that Foxconn was going to bring a plant there and they never really materialized. As it happens, there was a story in the New York Times this week out of Brazil, and the same kind of thing happened in Brazil. And Foxconn blamed the Brazil situation on the implosion of the Brazilian economy, deal-making with a previous presidential administration, all of which may be true, but nevertheless, it kind of speaks to Foxconn's somewhat spotty record here.
And we know Michigan's angling for another Foxconn prize because it wants to get into the automotive sector. Is Lansing teed up to serve up the kind of juicy incentives that Wisconsin gave?
I doubt it. When you look at the kind of fight that they went through to get through the My Thrive so-called legislation.
And remind us what that was.
Well, it's essentially legislation that would make that would incentivize companies to create jobs, and they would be able to capture taxes, income taxes associated with new hires. So if a new job is created, there'd be a portion of, and they have to be a certain amount of jobs. I think it's over, depending on the size of the investment, it's either 250 or 500, and it's scaled to investments and everything. But the bottom line is it would enable companies to capture a portion of their employees' state income tax as an offset. The theory being that if those companies didn't come and invest, those jobs would not be created. So they are incremental gains to the marketplace.
So that got through. But
that got through. But one of the things that clearly the legislature has a real problem with is the hangover from the tax credits that were given out by the Granholm administration at the end of the global financial meltdown, where you had a number of auto companies that were on their knees, and clearly in the case of General Motors and Chrysler, but also others. And at the time, I remember a senior automotive executive, I think it was at Ford, saying to me, if you're an automaker, there's no way you can't take advantage of these Michigan tax credits. They are the most attractive tax credits in the country. And as a result, we produce now more cars, the highest percentage of cars of any state in the United States. It's almost 20% of the vehicles produced in the U.S. are produced in Michigan. That's the good news and the bad news. I really think that this legislature, if faced with a Foxconn-like package and saying, listen, you got to come up with these billions of dollars, they're going to say, we're not going to do it.
Well, what about, now we know Amazon is, has the sweepstakes, the national sweepstakes for a second. Headquarters, Detroit wants its shot, West Michigan wants a shot, and now we hear Windsor does too. But how does that contrast with what Dan Gilbert is doing downtown, including yesterday's announcement of about $2.1 billion investment to renovate four more buildings? How do those weigh out?
Dan Gilbert, up until now, has really privately financed almost everything he's done. And that's something that people need to think about for a moment here. It's been private capital. A lot of these buildings that he's bought over, going back to 2010, have been bought with cash. And what he's, for the first time, he's put out this proposal that he proposes to avail himself of the new My Thrive incentives up to $250 million on a $2.1 billion package of a four-building renovation and construction. It's a lot smaller percentage, I think, in a lot of ways. But, he is largely privately financed, and I think that's a real difference. But any way you cut it, if you look at these things in terms of percentages, governments at some level are kicking in, and I think a lot of developers and investors are basically saying, look, you're going to benefit from this as much as I'm going to benefit from it in different ways, that they increase commerce, other kinds of taxes, restaurants, bars, other shops that open to service those people. That is a net gain to the community, and therefore you got to have some skin in the game. It's not unlike what happened with the Grand Bargain back during the bankruptcy. Foundations came forward with private money and said, look, we want to help here, but we are not going to do it all by ourselves. The taxpayers have to put some skin in the game, and in fact, the legislature in that case did, because they were able to eliminate a much larger liability for a much lower price.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes, as always. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.